You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome to Nightlight. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's a Tuesday that feels like, I don't know, probably like a Thursday, because tomorrow feels like a Friday. I don't know. But it is the eve of Christmas Eve, a very fun night here at Nightlight. Very excited about Christmas, a couple days away. This is our last live show of the week. And for the next three nights, you will be graced with the outstanding voice of Lou Regani and Christmas music. But before we take a short break here, we are going to hopefully do this thing upright tonight. Conrad Krieger is working the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey, happy Christmas Eve, Eve.
Where did you find that?
That's Phoebe.
That's Phoebe?
Happy Christmas Eve, Eve.
So she... I love the effort you probably put in trying to find that.
Actually, I just typed in Happy Christmas Eve and it came up.
Well, it is a happy night here in Wisconsin as we broadcast across the state. The state of Christmas, even though, as we reported last week, Wisconsin is not very high up on the list, which I find... In fact, not just Wisconsin, like the Midwest, I'll say, reminds me of Christmas. Like, even if I thought Michigan, the UP, Minnesota, very Christmassy, Vermont even. But all those warm weather cities got higher marks than us. I just find that ridiculous. Anyway, we have a great show tonight, folks. It is good that you are here. A fun question, all kinds of fun tidbits of information to discuss. And we're going to do it all over the course of the next 3 hours. We've got music in the studio tonight. The whole show is bookended by outstanding music. Kicking things off at 5:35, 7,000 Apart will be here. One of our favorite live acts that drop by the studio from time to time. Amelie and John will be here to tell their story and sing their tunes. And then to close the show at 7:20... Steve March Torme will be here. Just an all-around incredible musician. He started his career as more of a pop rocker, and now he's more jazz. He leads the band Steam, a 13-piece arrangement. But Steve will be here in the studio, and he's going to sing his famous father's a song his famous father, a song his famous father made famous by his father.
Nice.
There's too much alliteration in there.
Did you talk to anyone today?
Not really.
Okay. So
You know what? I did, actually, because both the kids are home and I kind of bossed them around all day. So
oh, okay.
I told them what to do. So.
You don't have to do chores anymore?
No, it's like barking orders, though. It wasn't me trying to be entertaining. So anyway, Steve March Torme will be here. He is going to sing for us a cappella in the studio, Con. We discussed this earlier and very excited to have Steve in the show. He's in Appleton. Get this. He was born in Manhattan, raised in Beverly Hills, makes his home in Appleton, Wisconsin.
I mean, that's like, you know, the Big Apple, because
the typical,
it has the
mini apple.
It has the apple in its name, so.
He was just destined to be part of some type of apple dwelling in an apple-related community. So Steve will be here at 7:20. And then my pal Ben Reiser drops by at 6:35 to discuss movies. I'm very excited because Ben has seen Train Dreams, so I'm excited to discuss that with Ben. He's also been watching Pluribus. Now, Ben will surprise you. He has takes on movies, and the reason I like to have him on is because he's a bit unpredictable. I have been vocal about not being a huge fan of Pluribus, even though I like the executive producer, I like the lead actor, but I'm just not a fan. So hopefully Ben will like it and we can lock horns. And then at 6, what would you say, Con? 6:22, we've got Ellen Burling from Lake Geneva Cruises, who will discuss a Santa cruise that you can still get in on, a beautiful cruise on Lake Geneva that takes you around to some of the mansions all lit up, and there are Santa sightings on the Santa cruise, which is exciting, too. It's a fun family event. We'll discuss that early in hour number two. And,
Well, you're going to take a Christmas movie quiz.
I'm going to take a Christmas movie
quiz. And I didn't use any ChatGPT for it.
Okay.
Did I say it right again?
Did you say ChatGPT? Because the first time you said it, you say it like my wife, and she says ChatGPT, just because it's easier to say it that way.
But I made this quiz.
Yeah.
It's about, 5 to 30 seconds. It differs from the movie, but I think I could stump Schwab on this
one.
I'm
excited. You know, I realize over the last couple weeks, it's not like I've seen every Christmas movie. I mean, I get lazy too. I have my go-tos. Now, the last couple nights, I have watched Sunday night. My son picked the movie. He wanted to take a trip down memory lane, so we watched The Polar Express. And I have to be honest. First part of the movie, like when they get on the train at first, it's kind of cool. Then the hot chocolate song is fun. And then the ticket takes this weird journey, and I'm like, talk about filler. Like, just get, because when they get to the North Pole, it's fantastic. You know, Santa Claus is great. There's this great North Pole village. Love that. But, and then last night, my daughter and I watched, The Santa Claus. So you're a fan of that, right?
Yeah, I like The Santa Claus. You know, with Polar Express, when I was younger, that version of Santa in that one always scared me for some reason.
It's scary that Tom Hanks does all the voices. I don't think they needed to do that. It's like, we know you're talented, pal.
Well, they only had to pay one salary, and they said, all right, let's move on.
I'm sure he milked it in his negotiations. I don't know that for a fact. But, you know, it's fun. I wouldn't say it's an absolute classic, but it's got its moments. So I don't know. We're gonna watch one tonight too, and it's up to me to pick it out. So if you have a recommendation, like I said, there are Christmas movies I haven't seen. So if those of you listening, as you all know, you can always contribute to any part of the show. Phone lines are always open. Chat line is always open.
Yeah.
Chat line, text line is always open. So let me know what you think I should watch tonight. I would love to get one more Christmas movie in here before Christmas Eve. So, without further ado though, Con, I think we ought to get to the, Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay. I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite pre-Christmas activity? Like in the build-up to Christmas, that's the funnest part. Making cookies, decorating the tree, maybe shopping, if you don't mind braving the stores or going to Amazon or the mom and pop websites, ideally. What is your favorite pre-Christmas activity? Is it, maybe it's picking somebody up at the airport. That's fun. People coming home for the holidays. I can't even remember what I put. I know mine is, I do like putting up the tree, I will say. But why don't you go first, Con? You grace us with your answer.
Well, all right. So I did, on social media, I did say getting a nice cup of Joe and watching.
Oh, I did see that.
Some type, Christmas movie, Christmas show or something. But I think adding to this now, because I've only done it for the, past 4 years, ever since I've been able to make my own money.
Yeah.
I've been getting gifts for people, and it's fun getting gifts, and you're like, oh, will they like this? Will they not? But, they usually always like it no matter, but getting gifts.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting some coffee or like a hot chocolate. I used to love when I lived in more of a big city, like being in coffee shops around the Christmas holidays. They're decorated. They typically have cooler Christmas music on, like jazzier stuff or something you haven't heard yet. But my answer was getting the tree up, watching Christmas movies, and listening to Christmas music to the point where I have to say about 3 days before Christmas, I have to stop listening to Christmas music because I'm officially sick of every single song. But I like all of it, really. It's all fun to me, but I am getting a little tired of Christmas music. But let us know what you think, folks. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, let us know what is your favorite pre-Christmas activity. And if you're on any one of these platforms, would love it if you could throw us a like or a follow. Always fun to get those. Nick Wallander, our pal from Comedy City in De Pere, says, sitting in my car preparing for all those arguments. Mike Desitel says, Thanksgiving. Comedian Vince Morano says, setting the standards and expectations too high. That's another big one. Funny man from Appleton, Mr. John Egan, says, siblings gifts exchange on Christmas Eve. That's a fun one, too. Chris, I totally agree with John on that. That's a great one when you exchange gifts. And ideally, we've always done it. When do you guys exchange gifts, Con?
I mean, it's different every year, actually, for me.
But, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, your folks live pretty far away, so that's
Well, actually, for this year, we did it at Thanksgiving, because that's when we saw.
Okay.
It, so.
That's fun, too.
But, you know, with my brother, my sister-in-law, we do it different times.
We ended up, in my family, we used to pack everything, and we'd go to 4 o'clock Mass on Christmas Eve. Then we'd come home, we'd eat. You're done with that by like 8 o'clock by the time you get done with so many people. Then Santa Claus would come by the house. So that's 9. Then we start our gift exchange, which takes like 3 hours. That's midnight. And then you're kind of amped up. Maybe you throw in a Christmas movie. So typically in our house, oftentimes we wouldn't get to bed on Christmas Eve until like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm talking about like as an adult.
Yeah. When you were, you know, when your kids were younger, you probably had to wake up pretty early to go.
Absolutely. It was typically at like a 4 or 5 hour sleep night.
Yeah.
And you're crabby all Christmas Day, which is fun. Amanda Nimmer says, staring at a blank wall, trying not to fall into the abyss. Wow, very heartwarming answer there. WGBW's Amanda Nimmer, love it. And Comedy City's Erica Larson says, the airing of grievances and feats of strength. Okay. And Trig Rude from Oakwood Beach in Marinette says, burning of the brush pile. What is that? I heard of that. That's like a Festivus thing or something. those are our social media answers to our question of the night. But fire away, folks, and I will read your text on the radio. You know, I want to do news and weather and sports, folks, are coming up in. I love that. Was it Tony Zimmerman that posted the like TikTok-y type clip of Mike Clemens on the show?
Yeah,
last
that was
pretty, really cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you. Shout out to Tony. I love that. So. We got a lot going on here. We've got, like I said, news, sports, and weather coming up in just a few minutes. I found a really cool thing I want to read from Bill Murray also when we come back. It's just kind of an outlook on life type thing. But I'm going to share this first. This was kind of weird. I was in a hurry getting out of the house tonight. And in fact, I was in such a hurry. If I didn't have in-studio guests, I probably would not have brushed my teeth. That's how close I was cutting it. I got here 20 to 6.
Yeah.
So... But I grabbed my toothbrush in honor of 7,000 Apart, John and Amelie. I don't want them to smell bad breath, Con. Steve March Torme, he doesn't know me. I don't want it. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. So I grabbed my toothbrush, and there's a couple hairs on it. What kind of BS is that? So I pull a long hair off, and then there's a shorter hair, and I'm trying to pull that, and I couldn't. And I said, screw it, and I brushed my teeth with a hair on my toothbrush.
You could have taken...
It's because I love my guests so much, and I respect them. I want them to smell minty fresh breath. And here's how I rationalized it. It's probably my hair. That's my drawer. It's like some guy is coming over. It's like finding a hair in an omelet. You know what I mean?
Is there someone you know that doesn't like you and snuck into your house?
Well, they could do a lot worse things than pulling a hair out and putting it in my toiletry drawer, right?
But where did the hair come from?
It was long enough that I was in a safe zone, I think. It was not below the equator. But I surprised myself because typically I would massage that hair out of the bristles, but I didn't tonight. And I hope my guests thank me for it. Also, this is a weird way to start the day. Guy in front of me hits a squirrel. You ever see a squirrel like in its last throes of life?
No.
Flipping around in the,
this
are you
going to
vomit? You're like going to vomit.
This is sad.
All right, Conrad's going to vomit. We're going to get some of that dust they used to spray over it in grade school, and we'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and it is great to have you here tonight, folks. Our last live show of the week. We've got news, sports, and weather coming up at the bottom of the hour, so hang in there for that. Civic Media's news team will not let you down. I saw this. I'm going to read this. Rarely do I just read something, but I saw this from a Facebook account called Historic Imprints. So bear with me. This is a great story about Bill Murray. You know, he has that reputation of kind of appearing places and goofing off and just kind of messing with people.
Yeah.
So that's what this is in reference to. The night Bill Murray showed up at a stranger's house, house party, did the dishes, and disappeared into legend. It's become the most Bill Murray thing ever. Dozens of verified stories of him crashing bachelor parties, tending bar at random events, stealing French fries off strangers' plates, and whispering, "No one will ever believe you," before vanishing into the night. But one story captures his essence perfectly. Love this. A group of college students in Scotland was throwing a house party when Bill Murray, who was in town for a film festival, simply walked in off the street. No security, no entourage, just Bill. He didn't announce himself. He just grabbed a bottle of vodka, started mixing drinks, chatted with confused students who couldn't believe their eyes, and then, here's the part that makes it so perfectly Bill Murray. He walked into the kitchen and started doing their dishes. Not as a joke, not for a photo op, he just saw dirty dishes and decided someone should handle them. When students asked what he was doing there, he shrugged. "I was walking by, heard music, thought I'd join you." Then he took a group photo, offered some life advice about not worrying so much, and left as mysteriously as he'd arrived. The photo went viral, the story became legend, and it joined dozens of other verified Bill Murray sightings that have turned him into something between a movie star and an urban myth. There's the time he crashed a karaoke party and sang Elvis, the time he photobombed an engagement shoot, the time he gave relationship advice to a heartbroken man at a bar, the time he joined a random kickball game in Brooklyn. Each story follows the same pattern. Murray appears, does something wonderfully ordinary in an extraordinary way, refuses to let it become a big deal, and leaves people with a memory they'll tell for the rest of their lives. The more relaxed you are, this is the part of this I love the most. The more relaxed you are, the better you are at everything, he once said. The better you are with your loved ones, the better you are with your enemies, the better you are at your job, the better you are with yourself. Bill Murray doesn't crash parties because he's famous. He crashes them because life is a party. And the best moments happen when you stop taking yourself so seriously and just show up. Somewhere tonight, in closing, Bill Murray is probably doing someone's dishes, and they have no idea how lucky they are. That quote is great. The more relaxed you are, the better you are at everything. The better you are with your loved ones, the better you are with your enemies, the better you are at your job, the better you are with yourself. Worrying really does nothing. I think that's the message, but it's just great stuff. Love that story. And love the Bill Murray sightings. There was a great one, too, where Tom Hanks, I probably have said this one on the show, I just love this, not taking himself too seriously, shows up at like a burger joint at 2 a.m. after bar time, and there's some dude asleep on the table, and his phone is there. And I guess this is before you could lock your phone or whatever. Tom Hanks picks up the guy's phone, puts his face next to the guy's face, and takes a selfie. Puts the phone down. So when the guy sees the selfie a day or two later with Tom Hanks in the picture, he'll realize he could have met Tom Hanks if he wasn't passed out on his own face in a booth at 3 a.m. Great stuff. I saw this too, you know, Conrad. Today is Festivus. Were you aware of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Savannah Tomei Olson, our WMDX, I believe, news director, she and Sholly worked down there, but Savannah did this great piece for a TV outfit that she also takes part in about Festivus. Do we have time to play that?
I would have to find it quick.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, pull that. We'll play it later in the show. I sent that to you earlier, and it's just a great piece because today Festivus was, I don't think it's, it may or may not have started on Seinfeld, but George's dad, played by Jerry Stiller, celebrated Festivus, a non-commercial way to celebrate the holidays. And it was, he just had an aluminum pole. That was the paraphernalia involved in Festivus. So, there's a company in Wisconsin that makes these poles. And if we don't have time to play it now, that's fine. Con, pull it. We'll play it maybe in the third hour or something when we get time. I'll read some texts here. Our question of the night again is, what is your favorite pre-Christmas or holiday activity? Regardless of what you celebrate, Hanukkah, Christmas, Festivus, Kwanzaa, whatever, what do you do? What's your favorite part of the buildup? That's our question tonight. Mark from Sun Prairie says, I watched a version of A Christmas Carol with Mr. Magoo as Scrooge. Remembered watching it as a child. I think he's giving me a movie recommendation for later. I don't know if I'm going to go Christmas Carol. You know, I haven't seen it in years. Maybe that would be a good
option. There's so many different versions. So you could just kind of pick your poison with that.
That's true. Thank you, Mark. Jim from Appleton says, putting up the lights and decorations, including the tree. A very fun, filled family time. I agree, Jim. That's when we put our tree up. We typically put it up the weekend of Thanksgiving, like on that Saturday when people are home, so we can get some help with that and make it more of a family event. Good times. Brett from Brown Deer says, I did my favorite pre-Christmas activity today. Drove down to the dispensary and bought the good stuff. Well done, Brett. It says Brett is from Brown Deer, but his area code is 920, so I'm guessing he drove up to Menominee? Maybe? There's no dispensary in Wisconsin, right? There can't be.
I don't think they're under dispensaries.
Maybe he's got a guy. Not going to judge Brett. Monica from Mount Horeb says, I like making, help me with this word again, Con, peffernous cookies?
I don't know either.
She likes making cookies. With German spice cookie. Monica says, every year, and looking at Christmas lights. Saturday night, I drove through the Holiday Fantasy lights in Olin Park in Madison, but just driving around neighborhoods is nice, too. That is a great one, Monica. Keep those texts coming, folks, 855-752-4842, and we'll read them. What's your favorite activity in the buildup to Christmas or the holidays or Hanukkah or Festivus? Let us know. News, sports, and weather is next. And then we've got 7,000 apart in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting there. It's Pete Schwalbe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight, folks. It is the Tuesday before Christmas. There is no better Tuesday you will find because it feels kind of like a holiday. It's our last live show of the week, and then you will have Christmas music and Lou Regani's voice for 2.5 days, which will be an absolute blast, and we will be back live next Monday night. It is my pleasure, though, to welcome now. We can't waste any time because I don't have you guys. But you got a pizza waiting for you.
We do. We ordered some pizza, yes. Yeah.
And if I were you, I'd be really upset if I just dragged this out.
it's really
angry.
Not a problem.
What do you guys get?
I'm incredibly angry right now. Pizza. Yeah.
You're hangry, probably. Hangry, yeah. Those are the voices of 7,000 apart. John and Amelie join me here in the studio, as they do from time to time. A great music duo that met here in Green Bay. Let's just, if there are people that don't know your story.
Absolutely.
Give us a quick thumbnail.
Let's do it.
We got to get into
it
because it's such a great story.
So, hello. My name is Amelie. I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden. I came here as an exchange student, ended up at Preble High School where I met John.
So we met in music theory class my senior year of high school. Became friends over music mostly, and then we became more than friends, dated that school year. And then we decided to keep dating when we were in a long distance relationship.
How far apart were you guys?
We were, you can guess.
7,000 kilometers apart, which is like 4,000 something, something, something miles.
Yep.
That is a serious long distance relationship.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we did that for 3 years, got married in Sweden, moved here, lived here for 6 years in Green Bay, became full time with music. And then we just moved to Sweden 3 years ago. And that's the very short version.
Wow. You're bicontinental.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't meet many people like you. I've met some. But so you are residents of Sweden? I guess I didn't realize that.
So I'm a citizen of both countries.
Okay.
And then John is obviously an American citizen and has like kind of like a green card in Sweden.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. Do you guys have something, our question of the night is something you like to do in the buildup to Christmas or Hanukkah or the holidays? Like something a pre-Christmas activity.
We've been working so much. We just came off doing 8 shows in 9 days. Mm. But like, I think like that's probably how I would want to spend it anyway.
Yeah.
Just like do shows, play some Christmas music. Yeah. I've been singing A Holy Night and,
great.
It's been great.
Song.
So like
go crazy and then completely die for a few days.
Yeah.
And
you've done your last show before New Year's, right?
No, we got two more.
Oh, you have two more. Okay.
And then New Year's as well.
All right. We'll talk about those as well. But you just said 8 shows in 9 days.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic, though, right?
Yeah, no, we're very.
Isn't that
very happy.
Like when you get that adrenaline rush and you got to keep going, even though you could use a night off? Like to be a working musician and not have any time off is not a bad thing, right?
No, we're
it's
very,
the dream.
Very lucky. Yeah. And it's so different, especially now that we are working in two different continents. Like when we're here, we want to play shows as much as we can handle it.
Right.
And when we're in Sweden, we're more like studio rats, you know?
Okay.
And so the difference is quite big, but that's the way we want it to. We think of our life as living it in seasons, kind of.
So how long did it take you to get to that point in your career where you're pretty much working every night, or at least as much as you want to, where you're like, man, I could really use a night off?
I mean, we started doing open mics in the area in 2016.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been a while, and we started a business and tried to do it very, like, you know, as properly as we could since 2017. So it's been 8 years, I guess, now.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's been kind of crazy. I was going to say we started technically in 2014.
Yeah, that's when we started the band. When we were still in long distance.
So you're done with high school like in 2010, 2012?
Yeah, 2013 we graduated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you're still kids.
Well, thank
so
you.
Great.
I appreciate
thank you. Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. I just had my birthday and I've been sick my last two birthdays. So I feel like they don't count.
Yeah,
if you're
count.
Sick on your birthday,
you
do they
up.
Really count?
When is your birthday?
December 6th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's exciting. Do you think you put too much stress on yourself? Like, it's my birthday. And then
maybe.
You get sick.
Yeah. I think it's also had to do with that we got to the country December 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
And I always get sick after we travel.
Yeah.
So
you're asking for trouble. But what else are you going to do? You can't, like, hop a steamship and go back to Sweden.
No.
You gotta,
and nah. I can't, like, you know, take a week off.
Right.
Who would do that? That's crazy.
So what's happened with you guys? What is there big news since the last time you've been here?
Kind of.
I mean, John has started producing a lot and working on our fourth album, which is
nice
and fun.
Yeah. So I've been producing a lot in Sweden as well. So I've worked with 15 artists in the last 3 months. So I'm doing that plus all of our music. So I've produced like 40 songs or something. So it's been really, really fun. And like it's been helping a lot with our music too, just to work on random genres and try to just get better at music production. And I think, we just had a cool piece of news, which was like we got a song on, I don't know if you know New Music Friday. It's a playlist on Spotify. But
yeah, I've heard of
it's
that.
It's like a big, yeah.
But there's a Swedish, like a Sweden version of that. And one of our songs got placed on the New Music Friday Sweden, which was really cool because it's like 20 songs that get placed there weekly, and one of them was ours, and then the Rolling Stones were on there.
Oh, so I've heard of them.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of a band called the Rolling Stones, but
they're coming into their own.
So that was really fun.
So that's really cool. So how does that work? How do they, do you have to submit it? Or?
Yeah, okay. So once it's up with your distributor, Spotify says, hi. Like, we see that you have a new song coming, and then you can pitch it to the editors.
Nice.
And we were just, lucky, and we've been working hard to get to where we are, but it feels great.
Yeah.
So when you work with producers or artists, do you have a producer you work with typically?
Not anymore. John is our producer now. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, I have a lot to say as well. I just don't push the buttons.
I would imagine. If you ever need a second set of ears, I'm here.
It's good. For sure.
Send me a tape.
We'll play some demos.
We can play some stuff.
Well, it is amazing. Like that's something I learned, I don't know, well into adulthood, that it's not just like, the songs are the most important and writing them and playing them, but man, a producer can make something just take it to another level, right?
Yeah. It's fun. I think it's like also being the artist and the producer, like you can get your vision across way more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've worked with a lot of amazing producers in the past, but it's just been one of those things where it's like, I never felt like I could get what I was aiming for fully across. And so now it's like really cool to like do that.
Yeah.
Just be able to do it. You know, it's crazy. So
do
really
you
fun.
In working with artists that come in, I assume they're paying you for studio time or whatever.
Yeah.
And you ever listen and go,
no, I've been choosing.
You're very lucky.
I've been choosing like people to work with largely, which is a benefit of like this production is not my full time thing, so I can choose people to work with a bit and like find people that I actually am like really excited to work with.
Okay,
and that's been great because then I can learn, but I'm also working with someone that I'm excited for their project too. So it's been great.
It's been mostly like friends and colleagues.
Oh,
you know,
nice
like
too.
We run this once a week, a songwriting circle where we
fun.
Just like meet with other songwriters, play each other songs that we've written, and then give each other feedback. And so a lot of the people have been from that group.
Just give them the demo. They just said they're not gonna like. He's got a rap song he wrote.
Ooh,
oh, I can.
Yeah,
I can do it.
I gave him notes, but I don't know anything.
Give me 10 hours, Max.
Yeah. Don't get it done.
Let them mold
it's
you.
It's not very good.
I would love it if you guys would play something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to play our next single, we were thinking. It's a fun one. So January is usually like the poorest month, right? Because everyone spends money during Christmas.
Yeah.
So we decided to release our song Currency in January. And we release on the 7th of every month. So we have a new song every single month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So this will be out January 7th?
Yep.
Right. When nobody has any currency left. So
exactly.
It's perfect. I love
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart here in the studio performing their new song, Currency.
It's one for the money, two for the road, three for the passion, four not to go to the freak show, peak show, the all about Misha, trade our souls for fame to get a neon name. What is the skull at the end of the rainbow? Stand the front row on the tip of my toes. I don't wanna go home, you know I can't say no. Get the currency. All I got is time, but no friends to place. I'm really uninspired by the human race. No money to my name, but I have no shame. Guess I didn't really learn how to play this game. I'm just wanting to get paid for the songs that I make. Get the currency you need to breathe. You know what you want is what you need. Get the currency you need to breathe. You know what you want is what you need. I gave my time, got sleepless nights. I gave my blood, got the hype for a moment. I gave my sweat, I got left dry. I gave my tears, but I just got lies. And what can I buy with that? Get the currency you need to breathe. You know what you want is what you need. Get the currency you need to breathe. You know what you want is what you need.
That's awesome. I really wanted to say something when you looked at me, like you were waiting for me, and I usually don't have a problem not saying something, but I didn't want to
what
mess
can I buy
up
with
your...
that? I don't know.
That's what I know.
We should have prepped you.
It's one of those
I'm
things.
I'm sorry. We should have rehearsed.
I had it on the tip
of my tongue. Yeah, we should have rehearsed.
So.
Yeah.
I was going to say lots of stuff, but then I would have sounded like I didn't really get the gist of the song. You're welcome to stand up and dance around, Amelie, because I know, I love when you sit in the chair there, and do you dance around on stage, or you kind of do what you just did at the mic?
It depends if it's if it's a duo show.
Okay.
I keep pretty to myself, but if it's a band show, I'm all over that stage.
Oh, that's so great.
We have so
You're
much
just
fun.
Feeling it. It's fantastic. Yeah. All right. So when you put out a new album, are there themes to it, or do the songs, do you try to put them together somehow in a theme, or are they just random songs?
Yeah, I don't know if it's fully intentionally, but we kind of write topically just about our life, and then it ends up being something so this album is called Why Do We Do What We Do. It's a mouthful, but it's also it's one of those things where we're like, this is what this album is about.
Just looking at our life and being like, you know, how did we end up here?
Yeah.
And why do we keep going? You
writing
know?
About what you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and so obviously that's gonna be different eras of your life.
Right.
You know, and our previous album, Feel Your Feelings, was very mental health focused.
Oh, that was great.
Because that's what we needed
great
at the time.
Stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
that was
thank
fun.
Thank you. And I don't know, our debut album was just a debut album. I mean, obviously we wrote about what we needed to write about then, but I think it was more like just the songs that we had written to that point. I think it's more important for me that it's cohesive musically, I would say. Like the themes make... They land where they need to land. And But it, at the end of the day, we pick the best songs.
Yeah.
We write a lot of songs and then we pick the best ones and put them on the album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's fun, right?
You know, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a very, with full band, it's very loud.
Oh, it goes hard.
It's very loud.
It's nice to know, too, that a couple people like you guys who are loaded still have money issues from time to time.
So. We're very loaded, yeah.
Totally loaded. Being musicians, working in two different countries.
Taylor Swift versus us. I don't know if there's any difference, you know?
Yeah.
We are coming right back with 7,000 Apart. We'll have a few more minutes with these guys who are in studio. Merry Christmas to me. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba coming right back. And it's all that we've got. There's a heartbreak beat playing all night long down my street. And it feels like love got the radio on. And it's all that we've
got. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
What is your favorite pre-Christmas activity? That is tonight's question of the night here at Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with us. On this Tuesday night, a pre-Christmas show. I could say this show is one of my favorite pre-Christmas activities because I have great guests all night, including my current guest, 7,000 Apart. John and Amelie are here. It's such an outstanding music duo. We just heard them perform, and you've got a pizza waiting for you, so I'll make this as quick as possible because so I don't... what did you get on the pizza, I have to ask?
We got the Mediterranean pizza.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so some black olives, I think some feta cheese and some pesto.
That didn't even exist, like, 20, well, I'm sure it did in the Middle East or whatever, but, like, I love Mediterranean food.
Yes.
And a Mediterranean pizza, surprisingly.
Right. Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Tell us about your New Year's Eve show you have here in
Green Bay. Yes. Oh, my gosh. We get to go back to Titletown. It's been one of our, like, favorite places these last few years, just because they always put on such a great event. Like, there's always so much happening around it. This summer we opened for Jesse McCartney, which was nuts. And now we get to play 3 hours of some great music from 6 to 9, just in the Titletown area with, I think we got Lambo behind us, which is cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where, that's like across the street, kind of on the same street, but across the side street.
Yes. Okay,
yeah. That's fun. Man, that's great.
Yeah.
And how attentive are crowds in a situation like that? Because, you know, here in Northeast Wisconsin, there's a fair amount of drinking that happens. So are people mostly focused on you guys, or are you, like, fighting for the attention of a game that's on or something?
It depends on the venue and,
it depends. Like,
you know,
I think
everything.
For this, I would just probably assume that this is going to be kind of like their, they do have some farmers markets.
Okay.
Or, like, arts and crafts farmers markets during summer. And I would assume that this is going to be a little bit like that. But I think the stage is a little bigger and, like, with heating, luckily.
right.
I think we have some heat. And so I think, I mean, we definitely know people who are going to be there to come see us.
Okay.
But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people tubing, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe skating. I think they have ice skating and stuff. Getting some food. So, like, we're happy to be that, like,
it's
whatever you need us to be, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to stand by the stage and, like, sing along to every song,
we're going to play fun songs and original music too. And
but if you're just there to, like, go ice skating and listen to us at the same time, that's cool too.
That's good too. Yeah. All right. And talk about some of these other dates you guys have coming up. Wausau on the 26th.
Yep.
At Malarkey's, Blue Harbor.
Yes.
On the 27th. That seems like a fun venue. Is that like in a big room they deck out for the holidays or something?
No, we're going to be in one of their restaurant pub things. Yeah, so we actually got that show because we played on Local 5 Live. They have these like Our Town segments.
Yeah.
So they did one in Sheboygan and we did their live music.
Very cool.
Just right there on the water. It was gorgeous.
That's a beautiful area. Yeah. Then you got the West Bend Theater, January 16th.
Yes, that's going to be cool.
And Malone, Wisconsin. I haven't heard of Malone, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Siegler Winery. It's very, it's a really, really sweet place.
Where? What part of the state is that?
It's pretty close.
Oh, sorry.
We look it up the day of. We're like, sometimes or maybe the day before. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've played, I want to say we've played in every single smaller town in Wisconsin, but then there's always more. And it's always like, you know, you never, we've played in the areas.
You got to come to Marinette.
You know, Yeah,
we really do.
Go north. There's
that'd be fun.
We could turn out. We could put some butts in the seats.
Yeah,
for
let's
it,
do
I
it.
Think. All right, we'll talk about that too. We'll talk about LA stuff, and then we'll talk about Marinette. We'll reconvene. So then back to Sweden, and then what's that like? More producing or more songwriting or what?
So we do around 4 to 6 gigs a month still in Sweden.
Oh, nice.
The gigs we do there are a lot more, like not all of them, but some of them are a lot more focused on like. More of like a music club type vibe, like very shorter, like an hour set, maybe splitting nights
original
with other
music.
Bands,
yeah, okay. completely.
You know, that world. And then it's a lot of production and writing for us. We're, as we said, working on another album, like the third one is in like still being released.
Okay.
But we're like always trying to work in advance. And since we release music on the 7th of every month, so we're prepping already for April and beyond. Yeah,
it's a great gimmick. I love that. Yeah. Because people come to expect it, I would imagine.
That's
right?
The plan,
that's
right?
So great.
Yeah.
That's the dream. Yeah.
That's fantastic. How's the tour been so far? Have there been any memorable shows or are they all memorable? Do you have any unique experiences?
We did a beautiful show at the Mulva Center in De Pere.
Oh, yeah.
In their auditorium. We
that's
did like
to be
a,
gorgeous.
So nice. So we did like a combination of our music and some Christmas songs, holiday music.
Got a standing ovation there.
Yeah, we got a little standing ovation.
From De Pere.
Nice.
Like, so crazy.
Sweet.
So cute.
Sold tickets. Like it was, so that was really special.
Yeah.
We played some wineries all around Wisconsin. Also, just like, it's such a chill vibe compared to summer. Because summer, we do a lot of band shows. Mm. It's very, like, high tempo. It's big production. Like, it's all the lights and all the speakers. And
at every gig, yeah.
Yeah, and here we've been doing a lot of duo shows and just taking it very chill.
You get to talk to the people in the audience a lot more.
Very
you know,
cool.
It's a lot more intimate, so it's cool.
Do you have people that come out that knew you from high school? Do they?
I mean, we had people that drove up from Chicago to see us at Anduzzi's.
Yeah.
Oh,
which is crazy.
Cool.
So like, it's weird. Like, there's people that are like, oh, I've seen you 4 or 5 times, and you're like, okay, I kind of remember you, but also, and then sometimes, people from high school. We met some people this summer that knew us in high school.
Yeah.
They were freshmen when we were seniors, and like.
Oh, nice.
They're like, we've been following what you're doing. And, you know, it's super fun to meet people that know who you are and
you know who they are, too. Anytime you see like faces that you know in the crowd, that is always so special.
That's nice.
Because then like you just feel a little safer and a little happier. Your friends are there, you know?
That's so cool. Yeah. Do you guys, we only have about less than a minute left, but what do you, when you get in the car and you drive to Malone, Wisconsin, what are you listening to? What music do you guys listen to?
So here's the thing. Because we work with music, we don't listen to music in the car. We listen to podcasts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we listen to Dungeons and Dragons podcasts largely. I don't know if you've ever, if you know anything about that, but that's a whole topic.
Not like since it started on like in television video games, like in the 80s.
It's a whole thing.
I know it's great.
We have a very nerdy side. And
we do have a very nerdy side.
It comes out in the van.
That is very sweet.
But when we have the band, we usually just talk. But when it's just John and I, we usually turn on a little podcast and rest my voice.
That's your cool side with the music and your nerd side with Dungeons and Dragons. John and Amelie from 7,000. Apart. Knock them dead. Have a great tour.
Thank you so much.
When you come back, please come back again.
We'd love that.
We'd love to.
Fantastic. We are coming right back, folks, after news, sports, and the weather. Ben Reiser is here for some movie talk. Steve March Torme coming up. Lots to get to tonight. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.